David, you've done an outstanding job in bringing the international community to support progress in Somalia, including life-saving aid. At the same time, we're renewing our commitment to improve maternal health and preventable deaths of children, and supporting the Global Fund for AIDS, TB, and malaria, so that we can realize our goal, and that's the beginning of the end of AIDS. And let me say that it's a tribute to David's leadership that the UK will be playing a leading role in the global partnership to strengthen the open government upon which human rights and development depend. Finally, I'm very pleased that we're bringing our two militaries, the backbone of our alliance, even closer. As I told David, I can announce that next month we intend to start implementing our long-awaited defense trade treaty with the UK. This will put advanced technologies in the hands of our troops, and it will mean more jobs for workers in both our countries. And we're moving ahead with our joint initiative to care for our men and women in uniform. You know, for decades, our troops have stood together on the battlefield. Now we're working together for them when they come home, with new partnerships to help our wounded warriors recover, assist our veterans transition back to civilian life, and to support our remarkable military families.